The new religion is paganism, and you are to worship Mother Earth. And once we have people in that mindset, you don't mind giving up your water, right to water. You don't mind paying more for electricity. You don't mind being regulated to death. Because you've become, I mean, it's a psychological war we're in, okay? And we have to overcome it somehow. Anyways, this is out of Dalton's mouth, okay? This is from 206 Hansard. I think the member opposite knows that when it comes to natural gas prices, they tend to be volatile and remains a significant contributor to global warming. Wind turbines, we're investing heavily in those, but again, those are an expensive form of electricity and they're not reliable. Why would you invest in this? It makes no sense. Now, one thing all of these people tend to say is that we're doing all of this to save us from global warming. We're spending what should have cost us between 10 and 12 billion, according to the senior policy advisor. This is going to cost us, we're already at the $87 billion mark, and now they're talking, you know, it's going to run over 100 billion. This is part and parcel being used to help to bankrupt us. We're borrowing the money from the IMF. They bankrupt us. IMF is United Nations, as a World Bank. Boom, gotcha. Okay, this is a trap. It was actually the Harris government who first started moving this wind program through, the renewable program through. Then we got McGinty. Now we're likely going to have Hudak here next. Okay? So it's going to keep on moving down the line. He's telling people now that if you vote conservative, we'll do something about what McGinty's trying to do you. But here he is in 207 espousing the Tory mandate on renewable energy, that they're going to do an even better job than Dalton McGinty. In the 207, because I ran in the 207 election as an independent, in the 207 election platform book put out by Tory and the Conservatives, they promised more wind than the Liberals if elected. Okay, so we got a real problem here. This is a land grab. Nothing more. Both of these parties, all parties, are telling us we have to fight global warming. The problem is, global warming, or man-made global warming, is as phony as a $3 bill. And they tell you it's phony. The Club of Rome was set up in 1968 as a manufacturer of crisis. They create the problem. The NGOs, the media, the schools, the churches, okay, give you the reaction or work you into the reaction they want to come to the solution that you think is good, only this is a preconceived solution based on the problem, okay? So you have no input in this whatsoever. In other words, you are in the audience, and we got to get ourselves out of the audience. Because we just react to what keeps coming at us. We have to start writing the script. We have to supply the actors. Because as long as they got the actors and they got the script writers, we're screwed. Anyways, all we need is a right major crisis. Okay, that crisis was global warming because it's not a crisis you can put your finger on. Okay, it's out there. Okay, so we can work with it. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we come up with the idea. When they come up with the idea, science didn't precede the idea. They came up with the idea long before the IPCC got involved in it. Okay? They've created the problem. They bring in the IPCC in order to start working the reaction and looking for the solution. From the IPCC, we need to get some broad-based support to capture the public's imagination, so we have to offer up scary scenarios, make simplified, dramatic statements, and make little mention of any doubts. Each of us has to decide, these are supposed to be scientists, each of us has to decide what is the right balance between being effective and being honest. There's no science in it. Never was, because they came up with the idea. Okay, if we have the right idea, we can get people to give up their rights. We can get them to succumb to what we want, which is one world government, one world religion. And you may say, what's this got to do with wind farms? Everything. Because it's all part and parcel of the game. People are going to their council meetings thinking they're having input on this renewable energy thing. They don't. Because your council is working to implement the one world government. It's called global to local. Okay?